Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, listening for his voice. This study covers Mark chapter 7 through 13 and is a continuation of the previous study, Jesus experiencing his touch. And that study covers Mark chapters 1 through 6. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to not only the last Bible study, but several others that I hope will be a blessing to you. And just so you know, you can find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, Loving God and Others, The Heart of True Faith, and Jesus Experiencing His Touch. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to carefully observe the text so that we can more effectively understand and interpret God's Word. And now, please open your Bibles and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that your Word would continue to transform us into the likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to have fully surrendered hearts to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to begin in week 3 of our Bible study. And those of you who have the workbook, I will begin on page 31. And the week 3 introduction says, there is a difference between hearing what Jesus says and listening carefully to his words. True listening isn't simply acknowledging and accepting the words of Jesus. It involves belief that results in action and commitment. It's genuine faith that, according to 1 Peter 1:5, plugs you into the power of God and protects you. It doesn't matter what comes into your life, Jesus can sustain you in and through every crisis of life. So listen carefully. We're going to look at today, Mark chapter 9, verses 1 through 8. And in the observation section, it says here, in Mark 8, the disciples finally confessed and believed that Jesus was the Christ, the anointed one. He told them that the Son of Man would suffer, die, and be raised from the dead. But there was more. The Son of Man would come again in the glory of his Father. Watch now what Mark tells us in chapter 9. Jesus is still speaking to the disciples and the crowd gathered around him. Let's listen with ears to hear. So again, we're looking at Mark chapter 9, verses 1 through 8. And we're going to mark Jesus with a cross. We're going to circle anything that indicates time or the order of events, including the words until, after, and then. We're going to also draw a rectangle around each mention of the phrase, the kingdom of God, including the pronoun it. We're going to put an ear symbol over the word listen. And we're going to also mark any references to Elijah with a capital E. Okay, so we have quite a few markings there. Verse 1, and Jesus was saying to them, so mark Jesus, truly I say to you, mark I for Jesus, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power. We're going to circle the words until and after. We're going to put a box around kingdom of God and also the pronoun it. Moving on to verse 2. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John. So circle 6 days later. mark Jesus, mark him. Let's continue. And brought them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. Marquee for Jesus. Verse 3, and his garments became radiant and exceedingly white, as no launderer on earth can whiten them. So mark his for Jesus. Verse 4, Elijah appeared to them along with Moses. So mark Elijah. And they were talking with Jesus. Mark Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. So mark Jesus. And also mark Rabbi for Jesus. Let us make three tabernacles, one for you. So mark you for Jesus, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah, mark Elijah. For he did not know what to answer, for they became terrified. Verse 7, then a cloud formed, so circle then, overshadowing them, and a voice came out of the cloud. This is my beloved son, listen to him. So mark son for Jesus, of course mark the word listen, and also mark him for Jesus. In the last verse, all at once, circle at once, they looked around and saw no one with them anymore except Jesus alone, and mark Jesus. And I'm going to reread the text without interruption. Again, beginning at verse 1, and Jesus was saying to them, truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and brought them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his garments became radiant and exceedingly white, as no launderer on earth can whiten them. Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he did not know what to answer, for they became terrified. Then a cloud formed, overshadowing them, and a voice came out of the cloud. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. All at once, they looked around and saw no one with them anymore except Jesus alone. Okay, we're going to start with the first question. It says here, what did Jesus tell his disciples in verse 1 about the kingdom of God? Well, he told them, as it says, if we would look back at verse 1, that he said, standing here right now, there will be some who will not die before they see the kingdom of God arrive in great power. Question 2 says, describe the scene in verses 2-4. What happened? When did it happen? And who was involved? Discuss what you know about each person, with the exception of Jesus. And also related to that second question, question 3 says, what do you learn about Jesus? What did he look like, and whom did he talk to? So I actually combine my responses, since question 2 asked about to describe what happened. So I again combine 2 and 3. And we know that 6 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John on a high mountain where he was transfigured before them. We see a further description, of course, of the miracle that had taken place in verse 3. And that says, and his garments became radiant and exceedingly white, and as no launderer on earth can whiten them. Also, Elijah and Moses both appeared. Peter recognized them, as we read in verse 5, and they began to talk with Jesus. And Elijah was a prophet. Moses, as many know, led the children of Israel out of captivity in Egypt. So he led the Israelites out of captivity from Egypt. Peter, James, and John were his disciples and were considered closest to Jesus, part of his inner circle. And question 4 says, what does this tell you about these individuals? Pertaining to Moses and Elijah, they were spiritually alive because they were talking to Jesus. We do know, of course, that Moses had died. If we look at Deuteronomy 34, verses 5 and 6, we know that the Lord buried Moses. And it says here, so Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows the place of his burial to this day. Elijah did not have a typical physical death. He was taken up into heaven by the Lord. And that's found in 2 Kings chapter 2. Okay. The next question says, who was the voice from heaven and what did it say? The voice from heaven was God the Father, and he said, this is my beloved Son, listen to him. The next question, what happened when the voice became silent? And let's look at verse 8, and it says, and all at once they looked around and saw no one with them anymore except Jesus alone. And the last question says, who was told to listen to Jesus and why should they? Peter, James, and John, they were the ones who God the Father was speaking to, and he told them to listen to Jesus, as we all need to listen to the words of Jesus. Okay? And we know that Jesus had all authority and all power given to him by his Father. I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.